Yeah.
Give me one for the soda. One for the soda. One of the Zohar says as follows, Tana Rabbanan, Yud Chetzim Beis, Ha'aylech with stadion. If a person goes to a stadium, or I guess watches a stadium, with a karkum is a place of a theater with a litzonis. It means a movie theater, maybe a theater of dramatics, you know, a play, maybe it's a video, maybe it's a CD-ROM, maybe it's a DVD, maybe it's a TV, something like that. V'rosh shom es ha'nechoshim es ha'chavrin, and he saw there, the Gemara points out, different type of leitzonim, different types of actors, clowns, stars, you know, the works. So the Gemara says, Hareza Moshev Leitzim. That's considered a Moshev Leitzim. Valeyam, Akasuv Omer Ashra Isha Shalom Holach Ba'atzos Rishon, the first parak in Tehillim, first pasuk in Tehillim. Fortunate, praiseworthy is a person that doesn't go in the ways of the wicked people. Kim B'Torah Hashem Chavtzai, but what his want, his will, his desire is Torah Hashem Halom Marito. Shadvarim Hololu, which is a stadium, a play, a movie, a DVD, similar things, Mevim Esa Adam Lidei Bittul Torah. It brings a person to Bittul Torah, that's a Moshev Leitzim. So, two diyukim in the Gemara. One deity is, and I think most people thought in their lives, that for a Moshev Leitzim, you need a minimum of two people. You know, three is even better, four is maybe more of a Moshev Leitzim, five is a Moshev Leitzim, but a person alone can't be a Moshev Leitzim. So the Gemara says, Mamash Raket. The Moshev Leitzim is not you and your friend. It's you and that what you're watching. So if you're watching, let's call it a DVD, That's a, and there's nobody else in the room. There's nobody else in the neighborhood. You're at a Moshav Leitzer. Or if you go to a theater or a stadium, that's a Moshav Leitzer. But there's another, that's one deed in the Gemara. There's another deed in the Gemara. The Gemara says that these things may be in the Bittul Torah. They bring a person to Bittul Torah. It is Bittul Torah. It's not maybe or other Bittul Torah. It is in the essence Bittul Torah. If I'm sitting watching TV, I'm being Bittul Torah. If I'm sitting and watching a game, I'm being Mavatul Torah. If I'm watching a play, I'm being Mavatul Torah. Doesn't lead a person to Bittul Torah. It is Bittul Torah. So what's the point? What's so deep? What's the Gemara trying to say? The Pshat is, it's good to know this, that there are certain times we say Bitula Zeu Kiyuma. There are certain times in life that we say Bittul Torah is permitted and maybe even necessary, because the Bittul Torah brings to a Kiyuma Torah. For instance, what's the heter to go to sleep at night? Person sitting and learning. There's a mitzvah, he's going on the light up. He's a little sugya. And you know, and you tell him, close your Gemara and go to sleep. What do you mean? You'll be Mavaka B'Torah. He used to say, you know, that in Raza, the Mashkiach used to go in the Beis HaMedrash at night and throw the bakum out of the Beis HaMedrash. You know, get to sleep. And used to, you know, used to extinguish the candle over there, so they wouldn't be able to learn. You know, all the Bachrim would hide from the Mashkiach. It's called the Mashkiach of Russia. You know, it's Mavat HaTorah, the Rabbi. You know, they would hide under the table so they shouldn't get caught. And they would save a candle, and the Mashkiach would leave. The Bachrim would come out. The Bachrim would, you know, turn on the lights and go back to learning, you know, like in our days, like in the dorms. After curfew, you know, the lights are off, and the bachur, whoever goes around, the bachur get up and go back to learn. But that's what happened in Raja and many issues in Europe. So what's up with Shem and Mashkiach? They want to learn. Answer is, a person needs kayach for the next day. Simple terms, you know. You need kayach for the next day, and the next day has mana. Because otherwise say, what do you mean? I'll learn to my fullest, I'll learn to my last kayaf. That's what the Bach would say. I'll learn till I just fall asleep. And let it be 3 or 4 in the morning. And then I'll start the next day. What's the big deal? No, but the next day has zman to it. It has times to it. There are times, d'oraisa times. Zman creation was a d'oraisa time. You can't miss that. With a minion, there are chiyuvim. There's territory of mitzibur. There are other things. There's a seder, there's a zman. And bitula zeu kiyuma. There's a kiyuma taira. Of course you can wake up the next day and you'll learn. You wake up late, you'll miss mitzibur. You wake up late, there's zman. You wake up late, you won't have any chavus, you won't have pilbul chavera. That's a bitula taira. So Bittul at night is a Kiyuma Torah. That's what he calls Seder. And Seder is really a Kiyuma of Talmud Torah 24 hours. Because even when I'm being Mevatel Torah, it's all for Kiyuma Torah. Okay? It's a very simple concept. Bitula Zeh Kiyuma. Yeah, Bitula Zeh Kiyuma, other places. There's a chiyuv shinanta. Same idea. There's chiyuvim to double kolat harkula.
my bittul, my, if I learn Torah too late, I'm not going to catch it tomorrow. It's either v'shidanta v'anecha, or a person's stam will just start floating. What do you do with the barak haba? You know, he won't be able to function. And there's so many other bitulim in there. Then you start talking. A person has to have the sleep. And that's the heter of the sleep. Bitul is that human. So now, but sometimes a person, and I never saw it yet, but they call it like, he just needs to break out. The American way of bitul is that human. He needs a vacation. He needs, quote unquote, a rest. He's burnt out. And I don't think he was ever turned on. He's burnt out, but he's burnt out. He needs. Ben Hazman. And he'll come and say, Bitul Zekuma, or Shabbos. Bitul Zekuma, relaxation. Bitul Zekuma. There are many ways of breaking out. You can take a walk. You go bicycle riding. You can play sports. You can read a book. You could also go to a theater, a stadium, or watch something. With Bitul HaZekiyuma. I'll watch the later, I'll watch a magic show. I'll watch a musical. I'll watch a comedy. Bitul HaZekiyuma. And we're not talking about something that preaches. What's wrong with that? Think about it. If it's something that preaches, awesome. There's no question about it. There's no Isur Zelkiyuma. But I watch something which is clean with Mahadran. But I'm going to watch a show, not take the walk, not play the ball, not ride the bicycle, not just rest. But watch something which is enjoyable and funny. You know, maybe it has some mockery to it, maybe not, but it'll get me moving, get me going. We'll be tools again, I'll be fresh tomorrow in a good mood, good spirit. I give you every heter, so every heter possible. I've heard it all. Bitulos el kiyumo. Comes the Gemara, and I think that's the shot over here. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah, there's no bitulos el kiyumo on that. Because that's maybe in the day bitul Torah. Even though right now you're doing a bitul, which you think is maybe the kiyum, this type of bitul is not maybe the kiyum. This type of bittul is maybe the yaisa bittul. And a bittul that's maybe the bittul, that's not called bittul is ekiyuma. And then that's why it's also, why is it maybe the yaisa bittul? Because it makes an impression on a person. You know, you had a geshmak in it. It's geshmak. The walk doesn't make an impression. Nobody's talking about the walk the next day. But a person still has the images of a good game, of a good program, of a good DVD the next day. And he thinks about it, and he discusses it with his friends, or he dreams about it. That's Bitul Zel Kiyuma. That's Bitul Zel Bitula. It's made a day bitul. And because of that, it's awesome. It's an unbelievable thing. Or somebody once said it involved a good thing. If you ever took a walk, one thing for sure, I can guarantee, in the middle of the walk, if you're tired, you go back home. In the middle of the DVD, if you're tired, you don't go to sleep. In other words, it's paired together. It goes beyond the bitul. Bitul Zeu Kiyumo. It goes another step. Because it captures the person. It captivates his whole mind. So he's in it. He's in a different mixture. That's not called the rest. That's being involved in something else. That it captures you and you're not in control of it. A bitul that captures you and you're not in control, that's not bitul. I made you the king. Again, it can be the most kosher thing in the world, Kama Chayma. Kosher can is something which has a shemitz of preachers to it. That's the Shana Gemara. So people want to know. And rightfully so. People ask. Let's speak about beforehand. But is there anything really wrong for Ben Torah to get involved in watching a Super Bowl, you know, or other things, similar things, you know, and there's no halftime stuff. You're just watching it and enjoying it. You know, is there anything really wrong with it? Sure. But that will learn at the time anyway. Sure. It's a bittul Torah, and maybe they bittul the next day. And I'll say that right to our B'nai Torah. The Abba came back 4 in the morning. They're not here right now. Hillside 15. Yeah, 2 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning. Slept for a Seder, and they can't get into it today. Sure. Bitulu zehu beivil de bitul. It's a beivil de bitul Torah. And some 1 or 2 of the other dorms. Or a person misses a ride, I think they're not going to take an early ride. Because, you know, I want to watch the game. So my next ride is Tuesday morning or Monday morning or Monday afternoon. The bittul Torah is the Monday. I'm talking about the game. That's the godliness really of this Gemara and the Chachamim's cook and this Gemara on Yud Ches. Elamai, again, you're gonna say, I got the right, I was back in, I was here on time, the whole time. But not the same. But not the same kaychus. Not with the same fresh of mind. Freshness of mind. Not with the same ability to absorb and to learn and to toil. As it's mukhach year by year, yeshiva by yeshiva. You know, no matter where it is, it always proves the point. The person has to be very miserable in that. And in the bitula, it should be harel, it's beivul dekiyum. I think that's challenging love. You see, we're going to talk about this another time. How careful, so many gedorim chazal made. We'll show you a few places for Talmidei Chachamim that they should have the ability to learn the Yishuv Hadas, to learn with a freshness of mind, calmly, and not running around. Situated, that's what we said one time, the yeshiva is called yeshiva. You know, it's settled. If you look in the Perkei Avos, it's one of the dvarim that's Kinyanei Torah, and that's Mar Rabbi Yeshiva. I think the second shot in the Rav is Mar Rabbi Yeshiva means Be Yishuv Hadas. Yeshiva doesn't mean only a place that the body is settled. A yeshiva is a place where the mind is settled. Why is that? Because it's one focus and one focus only. There's no two focuses. It has to be a place of one focus. To the point that if you had a yeshiva that had two focuses, let's say there was a yeshiva that also had secular studies in it. I'm talking about the yeshiva Gedolah. That offered secular studies, or offered some type of training program, or offered the ability to work. That's not a yeshiva. Because yeah, it's a place where you learn, it's a base of medrash, but it's not a place where the yeshiva hadas will live in HaTorah. It's not settled. Settled means one focus, and one focus only. with a full yeshiva das. That's the definition of yeshiva. So Chazal tell us that if you want to be a kind of Torah, you want to be matzliach in your learning, it has to be yeshiva. It has to be with this yeshiva das. All these other things, when people go away, the off Shabbos, and they're really busy with all other things on the Motzei Shabbos, and they come back and they're sleeping. Yeah. And by the way, I have such a temptation to mention the names publicly, which I'm not going to do. I'll be Kovish this Yetzer. But I really do. I have it. Maybe we'll post it tomorrow. Without saying anything, yeah, just names, so this way it doesn't embarrass anybody. But it's such a taiva to do it. We walked around now, people tied from an off Shabbos. That's bitula, mele de bitula. That's a chet acha chet probably. Aver gar is aver. The whole purpose is to refresh. And by the way, that's why when we talk about, and you all, Badak Munusa, you all know this. You know, what's so big if you have a novel in the dorm? And again, separate or newspaper, separate right now the preachers of it. Now, let's say there wouldn't be preachers in it, which there is, isn't there for it? There's nothing, it's not even debatable, it's not even questionable. It doesn't even need a reason. But let's say there wouldn't be. What's so good? That's not the yeshiva das. That's not yeshiva. A novel, we all know, is a little Torah. It's a great thing, it's refreshing. It clears the mind at night. But it keeps you reading for long. Because it's so interesting. Because it's so good. It's a davar ha-gairim. It's maybe the day bitul Torah. Even if you're reading it beheter at the time. But it's a davar ha-gairim ha-mayvim the day bitul Torah. That's why it's so important, especially during this man, not to have those things around. As he's saying, he said many times, Adarabba, if the best thing to do when a person goes to sleep, you know, the school of either the Talmud Chacham becoming or falling asleep is taken safely. One of two things will guarantee to happen. And that should be the focus of the dorm and the focus of each and every individual's